And finally, your homework for this week is to begin the honourable harvest, which basically means if you've already found it from last week's homework, visit your place of power. If you haven't found it, you can actually do this in the supermarket or your local shop. It's all in the intent. But if you do visit your place of power, that beautiful place in nature that you found, take with you some oats or similar. It's a wonderful practice for the honourable harvest always to carry a little pouch of something like oats or tobacco. Tobacco is what the Native Americans use, but not so much over here. And of course, tobacco is very, very expensive nowadays. So maybe some jumbo oats or something like that. So go to your holy place of power. Find something that you would like to pick. Maybe it's a beautiful leaf, or maybe it's a blossom, or maybe it's a fruit, a flower, or even just to pick up a stone to take home. And go into yourself, center yourself, and ask permission of that part of creation, whether it is willing to have you pick it. And just see how you feel. It may take a few times to perceive whether or not you may pick this thing. And I would suggest that if you don't get anything, if you don't get any inkling whatsoever whether you are permitted to pick it, whether the spirit of this part of creation is willing to go home with you, pick it anyway and then feel how you feel afterwards. Because if it wasn't willing, you will feel the pain of its being picked. I know this sounds a little bit cruel, but we spent most of our lives picking stuff without honouring it first, so probably one more won't make any difference. But I'm sure that if you have centred yourself before you pick something and it hasn't given you permission, you will feel that in a little frisson in energy inside you. And actually, this is really exciting when you do that, because yes, you technically got it wrong, but in fact, you have started learning the honourable harvest. You have started intuiting that you are one with the earth and you can actually feel its happiness at being part of the life cycle that involves you, or its unwillingness to be part of the life cycle that involves you right now. If the answer is yes, or if you have picked something, scatter some of the oats or whatever you've taken on the ground as a thank you. It's just reciprocal. It's not necessary, it's politeness. And the land does appreciate it, because you are feeding in return. You're taking something from the land, which might be food for something else, and you are honouring that which may need to feed by giving some kind of responsive thank you. Now, if you can't get to your place of power, go to your local shop or your supermarket as and when you can. And again, look at some of the produce, some of the stuff that's not wrapped up, and see if you can sense whether there's still life force in it. Hopefully there is still some life force. It can hold on for quite some time. And ask it if you may buy it, if you may pick it up and buy it. And see also if you can actually sense some kind of response. And if you have ever found, and I'm sure you have, that you've put your hand out to pick up, say, an apple or a piece of celeriac or a potato or a sweet potato, your hand has moved away from it and gone to another one. And your brain may have said it's not the right size, and your brain may be absolutely right, but it may actually be that that vegetable, that source of food, does not wish you to have it for some reason. So honour that. You have got these inner senses. Obviously, you can't go around dropping stuff on the floor in a supermarket, but you can say thank you. And that would be a lovely thing to do whenever you go shopping and you get some produce or pick up some meat or anything. Say thank you, just inside. It's this wonderful cycle of resurrection, because the thank you is part of the resurrection process. It's an acknowledgement of a death which is going to feed you, which brings a form of resurrection. So that's the beginning of the honourable harvest. And I'm going to give you one more thing to do with it, which is try never again to waste food. Please try, because to waste food is to dishonour the creator and the source of the food itself. The amount of food that we humans just throw away is utterly ridiculous. If you can't eat it yourself, put it out for the compost. That is okay, because you are at least giving it back to the land. But just throwing it into a bin to go into a landfill is one of the basic disrespects of the land, which we humans think is perfectly normal nowadays.